And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 29th of June, 2011. It was on this day, 1613, Shakespeare's Globe Theatre burned to the ground in London. A thatched roof caught on fire after a cannon misfired during a performance of Henry VIII. Only one man was hurt. His pants caught on fire, but they put it out with a bottle of ale. The Globe had been the home of Shakespeare's company, the Lord Chamberlain's Men, since 1599. They'd performed before that in a house known simply as the Theatre, but their lease expired, but they found a loophole. The lease was for the land only, and the company owned the building. So, while the landlord was away for Christmas, the actors dismantled the old theatre and brought it with them across the Thames from Shoreditch to Southwark and used the timbers to build the framework of the Globe Theatre, the first theatre built to house a specific theatrical company and to be paid for by the company itself. After the fire, it was rebuilt, 1614. It was in use until the Puritans came in 1642 and closed all the theaters in London. The building pulled down 2 years later to make room for tenements, and then rebuilt in the 1990s. It's the birthday of the French aviator and writer Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, born in Lyon in 1900. Joined the French army, where he flew his first plane. He began flying airmail routes into the Sahara Desert. He loved the Sahara. He wrote his first novel in the Sahara, Southern Mail, came out in 1929. Moved to South America to fly the mail over the Andes, and then went back to Africa to carry the mail between Casablanca and Port Etienne. Worked as a test pilot through the 30s, survived several plane crashes, joined the French Army on the outbreak of World War II. He was turned down as a pilot, which is when he began to write his best-known book, The Little Prince, published in 1943. The following year, he flew a mission for the French in North Africa, disappeared July 31, 1944, and was never seen again. And it's the birthday of the man who wrote the hit song Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition, Frank Lesser, born New York, 1910. Wrote that during World War II, and after the war, wrote Baby, It's Cold Outside, and then the music and lyrics for Guys and Dolls, and How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, which opened in 1961, currently in revival on Broadway. Here's a poem for today, a poem by an unknown author, an old English ditty called Gay Go Up and Gay Go Down. Gay go up and gay go down to ring the bells of London town. Bullseyes and targets say the bells of St. Margaret's. Brickbats and tiles say the bells of St. Giles. Halfpence and farthings say the bells of St. Martin's. Oranges and lemons say the bells of St. Clement's. Pancakes and fritters say the bells of St. Peter's. Two sticks and an apple say the bells at Whitechapel. Old Father Baldpate say the slow bells at Aldgate. You owe me 10 shillings, say the bells at St. Helens. Pokers and tongs, say the bells at St. John's. Kettles and pans, say the bells at St. Anne's. When will you pay me, say the bells at Old Bailey. When I grow rich, say the bells at Shoreditch. Pray, when will that be, say the bells at Stepney. I am sure I don't know, says the great bell at Bow. Here comes a candle to light you to bed, and here comes a chopper to chop off your hand. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.